Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 21st, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. EU defines high-risk AI. US law forces deepfake removal. LinkedIn reins in AI slop. Google ads get AI descriptions. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. EU Commission published draft guidelines defining which AI systems are high risk under the AI Act. The guidance helps market surveillance authorities and companies apply Article 6 across two pathways: systems embedded in regulated products requiring third-party conformity assessment, and standalone systems listed in Annex 3, grouped into eight categories including critical infrastructure, education, and biometrics. Example: smartwatch emotion detection using heart rate data would be high risk. Rules for Annex 3 systems start on the 2nd of December 2027. For product link systems on the 2nd of August 2028. Classification will be uniform across the EU and cannot be avoided by claiming human oversight. Federal regulators are enforcing the Take It Down Act, forcing platforms to remove intimate images and videos shared without consent, including deepfakes, within 48 hours. After a year-long transition, platforms must delete the material after a valid request or face penalties. Each violation can cost up to $53,088. The FTC set up a portal for users to report failures and said platforms must prove compliance and allow tracking of requests. The EFF warns the law lacks safeguards for satire and public interest content and could serve as a political censorship tool. The president said in his State of the Union he would use it for himself.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. LinkedIn is tightening controls on mass AI-generated posts and comments it calls AI slop. Polished yet substantively empty content that crowds out human conversation. Editor Laura Lorenzetti says AI as a writing aid is fine, but posts must reflect the author's perspective. New detection systems trained with the editorial team aim to spot generic AI-written material and demote it, keeping it mostly within an author's immediate network. LinkedIn reports initial tests caught generic content with 94% accuracy, but offers no independent verification or false positive data. Verification now covers 100 million members to help unmask bots and fake profiles. Microsoft's Copilot demo underscores tension between promoting and policing AI. Google is adding AI-generated descriptions to sponsored product listings in search, using its Gemini model to create a custom explainer for items shown alongside ads. In one example, a Nespresso Virtuo Up appears with an AI-written blurb noting capsule compatibility, flavor diversity, rich crema, fast heat up in 3 seconds, and 6 cup sizes. Some ads include an Ask a Question button that opens a Gemini-powered chat, draws on the product's website to answer queries, and can prompt a contact form. Google is also testing more prominent ad formats in AI mode, embedding sponsored results in conversational responses and recommendation lists.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.